Blog Talk Radio.
Feel like I am whole again.
keyboardist, y'all. He goes by the name of Poetic. Poetic, you in the building.
Baby, baby, what's going on? For real, the poet Douglas.
Shooby-dooby-doo. Hey, man, everything is all good.
Yeah.
Yo.
I had to get those keys in, baby. I had to get those keys in.
Yeah, that sent a shock through my clavicle, bro. That sent a shock through my clavicle. I wasn't ready. Yeah.
Hey, then, mm-hmm. then it did its job. It did its job.
Yeah, bro. I was about to say something, bro. You kind of jumped across the table with that keyboard in your hand. That was cool. That was pretty cool.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
With the keyboard in your hand.
With the keyboard in my hand.
Yeah, man. How you feeling? How you feeling on this day, bro?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, man. Great Dr. King's birthday, man. I'm feeling great. I'm loving it. It's a great day.
Yeah, man. They've been doing a lot of tributes, you know, all over the place, and I guess all around the world, you know, in honor of this great man, bro. I can't turn the TV channel without seeing something about him or the radio. You know, once again, salute the great Dr. Martin Luther King. Hey, bro, I'm just chilling right now, man. It's nice and silent up in here. In my little studio, and I'm just feeling, you know, feeling like hearing some poetry, discussing some poetry, hearing some music, discussing some music. I got a couple of jams up in here I want to share with you guys so that we can discuss the creativity within it all and in relationship to our writing and poetry. I want to welcome everyone once again to the Soul Cafe. If you'd like to get up on here, get up in here, press 1 on your headset, and we'll get you right up in here. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, on the guitar is our one and only, the fabulous Miss Pearlie. Miss Pearlie, are you in the building?
I'm in the house. Yes, I am. What?
Oh, yeah. That just tickled my funny bone right there. That just reached out and touched me in a special way. I wasn't ready. I normally ask y'all to play it, but y'all just came out with it in your hands tonight, jumping across the table. Yeah.
We're trying to get our points early, bro. We're trying to get our points early.
Hey, that's great. You know, I wasn't really ready. The drink I didn't took a shot of didn't kick in yet. Hey, just want to rehash from our last program. It seems so long ago. Shout out to those guys over there at Do What You Like, Mr. Metaphoria and Mr. Poetic, who we switch up with each and every other Monday. You know, we switch it up. Seems like it's been so long since we had the cafe. I'm kind of rusty up in here. But shout out to those guys. Shout out to you, Poetic, and your
thank you, good brother. Appreciate you.
And your fat ass co-host or host, whichever the hell, whatever y'all be doing over there, hanging up on people and shit and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, shout out to them and each and every other host to Epiphany Radio. I gave you guys a special shout out because we share Mondays, you know what I'm saying? Everybody
Absolutely.
Else get their air, but, you know. But shout out to everybody at Epiphany Radio. Shout out to all the listeners, the callers. Shout out to my little brother, Jess Jake. Baby. Shout out to Lady A, who's always up in the building, coming in by way of Canada. Oh, Canada. You know, and Miss VIP, my special shaboing. Yes, darling. Shout out to her as well. Shout out to all y'all motherfuckers out there in Radio Land. We ain't gonna be doing no cussing tonight. We just gonna mumble cuss. It's gonna sound like a cuss, but it's not gonna be fully a cuss. It's gonna be a mumble type thing. Can y'all dig it?
All right.
We can dig it.
What do you need to do? Yeah, but like I said, oh, Miss Pearly, we didn't get touch base with Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly, how you doing, darling?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just anxious to get started here.
Yeah, you guys heard, the last song that you heard was Let's Fall in Love by the Isley Brothers. That was dedicated to the one and only Miss Pearly, who decided to take her socks off early in the program. And
I took my socks off.
Yes, and your feet smell good, girl. Like sweet chitterlings in the morning. Yes, Lord. Ain't nothing like the sense of some freshly dipped sweet chitterlings in the morning before the sun comes up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm glad that everybody's We're going to keep it real serious tonight,
y'all. Thank you for playing the song, though. Thank you.
Oh, okay. What's the no part of it all about?
The no part? Oh, I don't know what you mean about sweet chitterlings.
Sweet chitterlings is one of the best scents that you can ever inhale. It's mostly a guy thing, baby. So don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's sort of like if I would change it up for the women folks, since you feeling some kind of way about that, I'll just pull up a Christmas saying, around Christmas you always hear a lot about chestnuts roasting on an open fire. It's a beautiful scent. It's an earthy type scent, but it's for women to sniff upon. Us guys, we settle for sweet chitterlings, baby. Take your socks off all night long. Bacon and eggs in the morning. I think you know what I'm talking about. So tonight, y'all, we're going to have some open mic and whatnot. I think we got enough information from Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly, since you didn't know I had that song in my playlist because you was all up in, but maybe you did because you were all up in the playlist all the time. What touches you about that song?
What does it mean for that song? Well, anybody really knows I'm a big old love bug. And it's the chorus. I mean,
we can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. You know what? It's trying for me, too. That's why I was asking, getting...
You have the phone up to your neck, or do you have it at your mouth? It doesn't sound like a signal issue. It sounds like you have your phone pressed up against your clavicle instead of putting it to your mouth. Come on, talk to me. Let me hear you again.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's just a little robotic. It's just a little robotic.
Signal over here on this side of town.
Okay. Let me mute you, then unmute you real quick. Hold tight. Okay, Miss Pearly?
Yes, is that better?
That sounds a lot better. Yes. Now I can hear the raspiness. I can actually hear the back of your throat when you speak right now.
The back of my throat? Mm.
Yes.
That's a rarity. But okay.
Mm-hmm. It's very soothing. So what we want to do right now, Poetic, you got anything you want to get off your chest at this point in time, bro?
I'm good right now.
Okay, so what I want to present to you guys, what I want you guys to listen to And I want to get some flavor from the callers, the listeners, the family members that are in queue from the song. And we're going to do like we did the last show. We're going to talk about the creativity in it, what moves us in it, if it moved us. If you were to write to this piece, not only to the piece, to the story being told within the piece, how would you go about it? Does it touch you? We're going to be touching on some songs tonight that are, let's say, based around, loosely around heartache, heartbrokenness. You know, we all can write some hellified pieces when it comes to heartache and heartbrokenness and things of that nature. So let's see what, how this one artist, I don't want to start there. Give me 1 minute. I'm going to change the selection that I was going to start off with and start off with this particular one. And this one is from, is by, oh, wait a minute, I'm way down below. Let's see. This one is by Natasha Bedingfield. I've always loved this song.
I like her.
Listened to it many times when I was going through. I'm hoping that I can pull it up. Found it. All right. And I just want to share this with you guys. So listen intently. I won't be asking you about your thoughts on it. And this is called Soulmate.
Incompatible, it don't matter though, 'cause someone's bound to hear my cry. Speak out if you do, you're not easy to find. Is it possible, Mr. Lovable, is already in my life, right in front of me, or maybe you're in disguise?
Soulmate by Natasha Bedingfield. Is there a soulmate out there for everyone? Do you believe that there's a soulmate out there for everyone? How does the music move you? Without the words, black out the words, erase the words, and if you just listen to the music, would you be able to write a piece somewhat like that piece that she sang? Let's add the music. Let's add the words. Does the words move you? Do you relate to her plea? If you think, if you close your eyes and think, can you relate to her cry in search of a soulmate? I'm sure that a couple of us can. I know I can. On the flip side of that, we're going to hear these two songs. You just heard the first one. And then we're going to discuss them. It's still open mic, you guys. But as I open your mic, I'll ask you a little bit about the songs that you just heard. The creativity behind it. Did it move you? Did you feel it like I guess we want people to feel our poetry as we spit it? Did it move you? Did the music move you? Did the music match the words? All those things. In the meantime, the second song that I'm about to play is called Paper Hearts by Tori Kelly. Check it out.
Goodbye, love, you flew right by love.
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck? The mic is yours.
Hey, so we just heard Soulmate by Natasha Bedingfield, and we heard Paper Hearts by Tori Kelly. I just want to say, listening to Tori Kelly's Paper Hearts, I think about, when I think about heartache and brokenness or broken from heartache, it was a time where I listened to this one song over and over again on repeat after I had been going through something, after a separation in a relationship. And I played this song over and over again. And this one visual I kept getting was those little cutouts, those paper cutouts that we used to make as kids of like either little men or whatever, or the female, you know, whatever, the, like stick figures, and you open it up and there's multiple cutouts of that. Like she said, paper hearts. We used to do the hearts too, you know. This song right here, I'm going to start at the top. We're going to run through everybody. Once again, this is still open mic. I'm going to ask you, but I'm going to be asking you your thoughts on these things. You know how we do over here. I want to start with my sidekick, my boy, Poetic. Poetic, are you with me?
What up, bro?
The two songs that I played, okay. First of all, let me see, which one grabbed you the most, if any, grabbed you?
I'll be honest, neither song grabbed me. The first track was instrumentally aggressive. It was hard to focus on the lyrics because the music was overtaking the song.
Okay.
The second song, very melancholy, very sad. I probably could write to the instrumental, but not with her words in the song.
Okay. I want to ask you, when you say that you can't write to her words in the song, if it's, is it because of a specific reason? Is it that you're listening to the words and it's taking you someplace? Or was it distracting?
It's distracting. Her singing is distracting trying to write.
I can feel that. I can feel that. I'm going to say this. There's certain songs I listen to that take me to a place where I can't, I want to say I can't, where I can't find the ink to match the emotion that it causes within me.
Yes, sir.
Especially when the music is touching or the lyrics is touching, you know, trying to match that depthness when it comes to the writing of it.
Indeed.
You know, so I can understand what you're saying. Okay, I want you to hold tight. You're going to share a piece in a little bit. All right, my brother?
No, that's fine, my brother.
All righty then. Let's go on down to Miss Pearly. Miss Pearly.
Yeah. Do I still sound clear or do I still sound robotic?
You sound clear, darling.
Okay.
So, your thoughts on the songs chosen, the select songs.
Okay. The first one, I love strings. I love acoustics. I love the guitar. I never heard that song before, though I'm a fan of hers, but she talks about soulmate. As far as soulmates go, I like the song. It takes some getting used to, but I do like it. You know, in our travels throughout the galaxies, we have many, many lifetimes that we live. And we, what people don't understand is we will encounter many, many soulmates,
there isn't just one particular person that we are soulmates with. We have a lot of people that we come in contact with that are just friends, associates, and then lovers. That's pretty much it I got for that one. Now, the second one, Paper Heart, I really couldn't understand what she was saying, but my take on just that word itself, I think it just refers to how fragile, you know, we can be in dealing with love in life. Even though love can, it is strong enough to withstand the test of time, you know, us as people, we're very fragile when it comes down to that, you know.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
In the second song, you got a touch of it. You got a touch of it. Yeah, she was singing about, you know, her pain. I want to ask you, do you think that she put enough in her words, if you heard enough of her words, to paint a picture of what she was singing about?
I didn't really hear a whole lot of what she was saying, but the little bit I did hear, because I'm a visual person, not enough for me. No. I understand the hurt and the fragility. But
how did you receive, how did you receive it to understand it?
Honestly, I didn't like the song.
That wasn't the question. The question was, you're giving me an answer. Let me finish. I'm asking you, how did you receive it in order to understand it? Was it the music, the sound of the music, the tone of the music, the tone of her voice? Because you understood it, and I know you understood it. But I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to pick your brain because you felt it. I'm trying to feel how you felt it since you didn't really hear the words. Because you don't necessarily have to hear the words in order to feel what she was saying.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. I received it as a heartbreak she was fighting through, dealing with being hurt. That's it. Her voice,
so
it had that tone in it of sadness.
That's what I was trying to pull from you. I was going to ask you, was it the tone? Was it the tone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what we talk about over here in poetry, the tone is the cadence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, in relationship to us writing and to in relationship of to us spitting our pieces as we write them, we know what we was feeling. And we try our best to translate that over to the paper. And from the paper, as we spit it, and we could have wrote it a day ago, an hour ago, months ago, but when we spit it, now just listen as a poet, listen as a performer, and listen as a writer, how do we remember what key we wrote that in? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I want everybody to, you know, just close your eyes and think. We remember those keys after we get into the piece somehow, because each piece that we write is in a different key. We only know that key. Now, some pieces that we write, I believe, I'm just saying from my thought, we don't write each piece in the same key. You know what I'm saying? We can't remember the we remember the emotion in the pieces we write, but when we just pull these pieces out and we go to spit these pieces on the various shows that we spit them on, how do we prepare ourselves to put ourselves in that place? This is what I'm trying to get from everybody. It's like something inside of us. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to get the answers from you guys. Like I was asking, poetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The creativity within us, we are instruments. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Music, life is our music. It's a song for each and every one of us, and we write to it. Some pieces we write, we're able to change the tone. We are able to perform it in a different key when we've learned to master our cadence, our voice, our instrument. If you can think of having that one particular piece that you've performed or at least tried to perform it in a different cadence, in a different tone, with different emotion, but you still want to paint the same picture, you know? Just want you guys to think. I like your answers. I like your answers. And it's all about just listening to one another's creativity. There's no right and wrong answer to these questions. And I want to just thank y'all for, you know, reaching inside yourselves and just sharing this, because we can learn from each other with this. And that's what I'm interested in, and that's why I ask these questions. And I want you to hold tight as well, because you're going to share a piece in a little while, okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go and open up the mic to the first caller and dig into their creativity. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get upon here and share a piece or join the conversation, just press 1 on your headset and we'll get you up in here as well. I want to shout out to our little sister, Janice. Welcome to the program, loves. Missed you. Happy New Year. We're going to open up the mic, ladies and gentlemen, to Lady A. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Soul Cafe, baby girl.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Poetic, would you like to jump across the table, my brother?
Okay. I'm leaving. Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va aujourd'hui? Comment ça va?
Comment ça va? Comment ça va?
C'est très bien, merci.
I don't understand that you're laughing. I don't understand.
I can say something else that is a classic sentence that everybody would understand, but I'm not going to. I'm going to behave myself.
Yes, behave yourself. We're trying to behave ourselves tonight. I have my radio voice on. Van has his. Miss Pearlie's laughing as usual. And everybody seems to be melancholy. I don't know.
Yeah, I am. So.
No, we're still there.
Danielle, your laugh makes me happy,
yeah,
so that's good.
Well, that's a good thing. How you doing, Eva?
Good. Good. I think we all lie when we say, how you doing? We all say, oh, great. I lie about
great.
It anyway.
There'll be no lying here. I will deduct 2 points from you for lying. So, Miss Lady A, Lady A, You've been listening to the program. You've heard the songs. Song number one, song number two. Did you feel anything from either or both? What's your thoughts? Talk to us.
Well, music for me is a real mover of my spirit. So I liked the second song, I forget which songs played which, but the one where she talks about when she's saying about your soulmate.
Soulmate was song number one by Natasha Bedingfoot.
Yes, that one.
Song number two was Paper Hearts.
Yeah, I think I preferred the first one. It did speak to me. I think, but like I said, for me, music. The cadence, the music itself, it has to work for me. I did find that song was quite moving. So, you know, it's I think music is a great gatherer of spirits.
Okay, so let me ask you this: you were attracted to the music. Am I getting that right?
Both the lyrics and the music, a song,
okay.
Yes,
Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure because I was about to go in on you. All right, so let me ask you this then. Do you think that her voice, her words, either or either, both, helped to paint the picture of what she wanted us to see?
I did, yeah. I liked her voice. I thought it was quite lovely. I really liked what she was singing about, and I loved her presentation of it. I thought it was great that I'm different that way. So.
Well, yeah. I understand you're saying you're different in a way, but you're more alike than anything. Because I felt the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she had a, I mean, everybody wants to be loved. And I mean, that was, you know, to me, that was really important, an important part of that song. And everybody wants to have a soulmate and a partner. Well, most everybody anyway, some people are loners, but yeah, I thought it was a really a great song. Yeah.
Okay. So you can relate to that. There was a part where she said, she was asking, where's her soulmate? And she said in there, maybe you're right in front of me, or maybe you're in disguise. Who was? How many times have we thought of having a soulmate that could be right in front of us, but we're not looking at them as that? It could be, that's one of the type of things where your friend, your close friend, you know, opposite sex or whatever it is, how those friendships turn into, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think people are not really, a lot of people, I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people are not really in touch with their feelings. They're not really in, there's not a, how can I say this? Sometimes there's people that are, there's not a whole lot of depth to them. And so it's very superficial. Even relationships can be superficial. And if you dig a little deeper or allow yourself to feel those emotions, I think people would be much happier. But people resist that. I think people think that they will lose part of themselves if they fall in love or they give themselves to somebody else. I see that a lot. It's not, like I said, it's just very superficial.
Okay. So you can relate to the song Soulmate. You feel
absolutely.
The song Soulmate. You have a picture that's already painted in your mind of a story being told like that. You've probably told a story similar. So I want to ask you, when in listening to that, translating that over to what we do as poets, would you find it hard or would that aid you in writing a piece from your heart, from your soul, on the same topic, would that aid you if you're listening to that song and you're feeling melancholy and you're feeling yourself and the situation you went through?
I think I've written poems where the prompt, like for an evening, like where the prompt was somebody else's poem or a song or a verse. I've done that before. And I make it my own, but I prefer to write my own. Like, I mean, it is mine, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't, I can be inspired by my own experience, but I don't necessarily love to write being inspired by another person's song or I can do it.
Okay, let me slow you down. We're not talking about on that manner.
Okay.
What we're saying, you use the word prompt. In this case, the music, the feeling that it causes within you is the prompt.
Okay.
It could be around Christmas time. Let's change it up. It could be a Christmas song that really touches you. We ain't looking at what exactly the person is saying. In a sense, we are. But it's about the emotion. I give you prompts here at the Soul Cafe. In this case, the prompt is the feeling, the music, the emotion that listening to this, where it takes you, is where I'm going at. And then you can look at the whole composition as a whole, the cadence of the singer, the melody of the song, put them all together. What I'm asking is pinning a piece, not a similar piece, your own piece. While that music, the sound of it or whatever, is taking you to that place in your heart where you're remembering your situation. That's the question.
Yeah. I can see that happening. Yeah, I can see myself doing that. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Like, do you mean to write it while the song is playing, or that it's just sort of a memory in your head, or?
No, I'm saying, yeah, while the song is playing in your own time, not over here at the pick up your pen, in your own leisure, a special, and it could be just, it doesn't even have to be that song, a special song that takes you someplace deep. And
yeah, I can do that, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's the question. That's
yeah,
the question.
I think, yeah. Without it being an official prompt per se, it can move me to write, yes.
Mm-hmm. All righty, yeah. Then. Let's go here. Poetic and Miss Pearly, if you would like to ask her something on the same topic, whatever we're discussing, if you've heard something that you would like to ask her.
Nah,
like
bro, I ain't got nothing. You kind of took all of that away from me. You got so deep and so jump across the table. There's nothing left for me to say.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Lady A.
Yes.
I know with a lot of your pieces, you like to give a really good visual. Did you get a visual from either one of those songs?
I don't know if you would call it a visual. I felt the song in the sense that while she was singing, I was thinking, I had that once, you know, I had that soulmate, and
mm-hmm.
so I could relate to it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think we have to really. I'm very open about these kinds of things, and so they fill me in a way that is different, and inspire me in different ways. It's so to me, I feel it, like, right inside of me. I feel music
vibration.
Like that. I feel the songs like that. It's really special,
and
I think.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there, that vibration, how
yeah.
it can move you, how it can
yeah.
move you in ways you don't even understand.
Yeah.
And when it moves you to a sense, sometimes if you feel it internally, you don't even have to think about what you're pinning. The words just
mm-hmm.
flow after a
yeah.
while.
Yep. Absolutely.
Great question, Miss Pearly. So what we're going to do at this time, darling, do you have a piece that you would like to share?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, jeepers. I wasn't even prepared to.
I can come back to you, darling. I can come back to you if you were not prepared to spit that piece. It's no problem.
I'd like to get something that would be conducive to, well, we were talking about Martin Luther King, and I've got a few poems written about him. I don't know if you wanted to do something like that tonight or if you just wanted to continue with the flavor that we've been.
It's open mic. You can do what you like. You know?
Okay.
I'm just going to throw this out to you. If you want to do something that provokes emotion, and I can come back to you and let you spit
yeah,
that.
Please, yeah,
it's
I'm
going to
look for something here that's, yeah, thank you.
Is that something you would like to do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll come back to you then, love, because I want you to, if you're feeling a certain way, I want you to spit a certain way. I want you
yeah.
to match that feeling, okay? So I'll come
All
back
right.
to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. You got it, Lady A. Okay, we're going to go to our brother, the one and only Jess J. Jess J, what it do? What it do?
Man, I've been taking in the vibe of what y'all been doing all night tonight, man. I'm really digging it. I'm really the digging in of the songs. I've been telling poets this for a minute as far as we have to start thinking along the lines that these poems that we're writing can be converted over into songs, because a lot of them have the cadence. There does have to be a little bit of restructuring, but a lot of great songs have come from poetry.
True, 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 true. Hey, bro, before you just jumped across the table, man. Hey, say hello to Poetic and Miss Pearly.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing, fams?
Hey,
what's
hey,
good,
hey. What's up, Jay?
I see y'all doing y'all thing with the Madman Larry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're not getting we're not getting too many words in edgewise, but, you know, hey, we'll take what we can.
Hey, you know what? He breaks down things real good. He really don't leave nothing behind but some scraps if y'all want to go ahead and get through them.
Right, right, right.
Exactly.
Hey, well, you know,
exactly.
Well, you know what? You know what? You know, they make me sick when they say that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let them speak first the next time. All right.
Yeah, set them up.
That
means you,
Danielle. Because you know what happened. You know what happened. What happened?
I'm going to let them speak first.
You'll say
okay.
something.
All right, okay.
Excuse me, y'all. I just got to jump in. I know I was going to let y'all go first,
yep.
say something about what just happened here.
No, I'm gonna find just something. I'm gonna find. No, I'm gonna let you guys do your thing, but I'm gonna find something to ask because I'm really curious, to what everybody has to say, and I just like leading them down this path. You know,
Well, lead on, Fist leader. Lead on.
See what I'm saying right now? I was going to let you do that, bro. Ms. Pearly, you want to lead on with the questioning?
Sure. Just Jay, with the first song, I have two questions for you. Do you believe that everyone has a soulmate?
No, not an actual fact, but I believe whoever you get with, and you just really trying to make against all the odds, then yeah, I believe in that type of person.
Okay. Okay. Well, the second song, how did that second song, if you heard it, how did it make you feel? When her talking about,
you know what,
what is it, Paper Hearts?
Yes.
Right. That you know what, it kind of ran the same vine as the first one, you know, like with the first one. She was thinking that a soulmate could be anywhere, that you know, she was just missing the person. But at the same time, you got to put yourself out there in order to find out if that person is the right person for you. The second one kind of hit like on the same vibe as far as, you know, the fragileness of the heart and putting it out there. As far as, you know, she compared it to paper. You know, paper is something that's torn easily.
Right. The fragility of being in love, the heart. Okay, I like that answer. But you know, you may not believe in soulmates, but I do. And the thing about that, just because a person is your soulmate doesn't mean that they are right for you. A soulmate could just be an associate, you know, that you're supposed
right.
to meet up with in this life and either learn a lesson or handle some business and make it go on. It's not, I don't think a soulmate is a permanent supposed to be a permanent part of our life. Yeah,
but that companionship is something, you know, that companionship you were just speaking about right there, you know, that's a huge thing, and that's one of the nuances that we're starting to get with these microwave relationships, you know. You might be the person perfect for you, but you're in a headspace of like, all right, X to the next, X to the next, and all of a sudden something really good. You're like, man, this is really good, X to the next, just off instinct. And not consciously doing it, just doing the things that cause it not to work.
Right. And then we have those soul, I call them soul ties, not so much soul mate, soul ties. We have those soul ties that we are bound to through many lifetimes. So that's it. I ain't going to get too much into my little quirkiness, but thank you for answering the question. Poetic.
I was enjoying your quirkiness.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Poetic. It's finally my turn to talk. I was trying to get a word in.
Hey, Poetic, how you doing,
Shade?
Bro?
Wait a minute.
What's happening, Jess G? It's now my turn to speak.
Yes.
So, Jess G, tell me something, bro. Tell me something, Bill. After hearing the two songs, which one of the songs stirred you emotionally the most?
I think the first one did, man, because in order for her to find out, she had to take a chance on somebody who was right there. But she also led over to that's not a possibility, man. That's a very, 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 very sad song for me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And you know, leaning on that, let me ask one other question, if I may, you know, indulge
yes,
a little bit. Let me lead you just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
If that first song really does something to you, do you think that you would be able to write something romantically or something quirky? What say you, Jess J?
You know what? It depends on the setting, because I like writing out of phase. And I would write something quirky, but it'd be something that's heart-wrenching at the same time, but it'd just be quirky as hell.
That's what I thought you'd say, because I kind of knew that's where you lean. For real, the poet Douglas, you think back to add, sir?
Dirty, man. You dirty, bro.
Well, what I want to say is this. Okay. Now, the first piece spoke about soulmates and how she was in search of one. She used a lot of phrases, incompatible, some several others. Like I said to Lady A, she spoke about could that person be right there before her, right before her eyes, but yet she doesn't see him, where she asked the question constantly over and over again. And she cried in that piece with her cadence, you know, about being in search of a soulmate and why, if everybody has one, where is hers? The second piece spoke about she just got out of a relationship. She said her heart was cut as if we cut through paper. And she's sitting there, and the visual I received was the paper cutouts that we used to make as kids. And she's sitting there, and she's reminiscing about the relationship that she was just out of. And she asked a question in that piece. She wondered if he was thinking about her and what she's up to. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you ever been in a broken relationship,
right,
this is where I want you, the music or the lyrics or something, a tone or something, if you can relate to it, it would take you back to that place. If you're sitting there, some of us have sat there and poured ourselves a glass of a beverage and sat back and reminisced, thought of moments This is where the tone, if you don't hear it in the lyrics, you may hear it in the tone, like Lady A.
Right.
It takes you to that place. And when you're in that place, if you have a pen in your hand and you want to put your emotions or wherever that place took you to, you want to put that on paper, then the question is the music an aid? Is the vocals an aid? Is the tone, period, the vibration, period, aid in your writing? Okay, so you wrote that piece. You put your heart on paper. You prepared to spit that piece. Starting off in that piece, like I said, it's in a certain key that you wrote it in. It's a certain emotion attached to those words, to that piece itself. No matter how you spit your other pieces, that one piece, it's a way that you spit it. Right, to relay that, to paint a picture for the listener so that they feel that. Have you ever questioned if someone could actually feel the piece that you spit, particular piece that you spit, the particular piece that you shared, the way you felt when you wrote it, the way you feel when you're spitting it, the key that is in?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
So this is what
last
about.
Monday I did that, man. I spit a piece that was totally, I was nowhere near that piece. I was a stranger to that piece, and I went ahead and did it. I couldn't even convince myself to do it. And I was actually feeling like that before I had called into the show, because I had went to a couple of other places, man. And I just looked and I just left, and that ain't like me. And then I said, well, when I get back home over here at Epiphany, I'll be all right. And it came up. It did not happen, bro. So I know that that is real. With a love piece, man, I don't care what anybody feels about it. I try to put myself there, so I don't really have even time to see how it resonated until the end of it, especially a heartbreak piece, man. When I do a piece, man, I go through all the movements, man. Sometimes my thinking becomes clear. I becomes clouded when I'm doing it.
Okay, let me ask
you. Go ahead, bro.
Let me take you there. Let me help you out. This piece that you spit last Monday, why did it feel like a stranger to you?
I had flies all the way across the board, and I normally can fake it, but I had them real bad. I think I might have overextended myself a couple of days before that. And I was in the real, because I was doing a lot of poems back to back. I was doing gut wrenching poems on top of it. And then I was critiquing people's poetry. And some of the poetry came through was traumatic. And I always try to find that glimmer or see where they at right now. So where you at right now as far as all that go? To try to go ahead and dispel some of the heaviness of it. And I think it carried over to that day.
Okay, so you're basically saying you were overloaded, basically.
Yeah, overloaded, way overloaded, bro. The straw had already dropped the back of the camel. It was dragging.
Okay.
Then the next day, everything was cool.
Okay, this is what I asked when I asked the question, remembering what key we wrote that particular piece in. What cadence we use, what place we were at, where did it take us when it comes to spitting that piece? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Have you practiced your pre-spit exercises?
Right.
Took your time. Taking your time. And one way that I go about that is this is why most of my pieces start off slow until I can find my way back to that moment. You know, I don't always have the answer or remember how this piece goes. So there's a way that I start off my pieces. And I can't particularly tell you the way, but I just know that for myself, I start them off slow. Even if it's a piece that's a burner, and what I mean by that has fast repetition in it, I'm going to get to it after I get taken back. You have to go back into that tone. You'll find that tone. And I can dig. I can see you spitting so many pieces or listening to so much poetry and this and da, 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 da. I can see that. But you know what? When you pick up that guitar, when you pick up the sticks for to play that drum, when you pick up that horn to put it to your mouth, I'm talking about our instrument as writers, as a poet. We are instruments. And you have to practice that just like you practice your writing, like you practice your cadence. You have to practice your calm down, the calm you down. You could be at an open mic and you're nervous as hell. You have to get into your calm me down and control your energy. You feel what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm feeling that on a lot of different levels and not just for poetry, you know what I mean? That's the whole right thing about poetry. I mean, poetry is just a commentary on life or things how you see it.
True that. So this is what it's all about. When I'm asking you guys, you know, what motivates you? Did anything touch you in the music that was played? Whether the music is out of our genre or not, you know, or within our genre, if a tone touches you, a tone will touch you. You'll feel one way or another behind it, you know. But I like your answers, ma'am. Just like I said, I love hearing people's creativity, and I'm glad that you shared with us that you had an issue last Monday with spitting. You know what I'm saying? Anybody have anything
man
else to address that? Anybody have anything else for Jess J?
Nah, man, I'm good over here.
He's seen it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you right now, bro, if you have up to share.
Yeah, I do, man. This is a prompted piece that I had got. I'm going to go ahead and spit a few.
The mic is yours.
The prompt was, when you crave the one that craves you. You had to start it with that prompt, and here it is. When you crave the one that craves you, you have reached the mountaintop of pain, joy, and ecstasy. To suddenly have that empty place filled that you have accepted long ago would never be healed. And as the king of this realm, I designate this place the epicenter of ache no more. Then suddenly, it's quiet. The faucet has been turned off. The hum of any machine is quiet, nor the rustle of trees. And the silence is deafening, disorienting, even disembodying, as you hear the rough jagged saw of your own breath breathing. But in a low whisper, you hear, don't be afraid when you crave the one that craves you. Poem.
I hear that.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to let my brother and sister go ahead first.
Hey, man, I like that close of this piece. You know, this piece was short, but it was powerful. And that close was everything, bro. Appreciate it. Dope, dope ink. La Perla Negra.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, brother.
Yeah, that piece, it was short. It was very nice. What was that last line again? You crave what?
Just a minute. But in a low whisper, you hear, don't be afraid when you crave the one that craves you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lot of truth in that line right there. I really, really like that piece. I really do.
Hey, thanks, sis.
For real.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to say that just that line right there touches me. It makes me think. I really go to a real place, you know, a personal place, because that makes hearing that when you crave the one that craves you, I almost want to know what that feels like. You know, I thought I had lived through that. But after having some distance between the here, the there, and now, I'm talking about in a relationship, you know, when you're in it, you think that you have that you crave that person and that person crave you. But then you find out otherwise. That's why I said I almost want to know what that feels like. I want to know what that feels like truly, though. Truly, because I thought that I was there, but for the crave someone that craves you. That's
right.
And that's beautiful as well, and it's so innocent. But within relationships, we make them so complicated, make it such like arithmetic. It shouldn't be like arithmetic. It should be like a glass of water poured and drank so smoothly, you know? You don't go through those up and down, those bumps and hiccups when you're drinking a nice, cool glass of water. Life should be like that. It should flow like that. Relationships should flow like that. Hey, man, I love that piece, man. That was dope.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, it's always a joy coming here, man, because, you know, I get a chance to get my gymnastics on and understand why you're doing what you're doing, not just that you did it.
Yeah, it's a method to the madness. Let me ask you this before we go on to, we got to go back to Lady A. I want to ask you this. What's your thoughts on your own performance? Did you have any hiccups in starting that besides, after we go through all this questioning and stuff like that, it kind of puts a person on alert, you know?
Right. Get them awake.
Right.
Wakey, wakey.
Because now you're like, oh, my God, now how am I going to start off and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But did you feel like you had a problem with your piece at that point, at that time?
No, I didn't. But when I started reading it, I see that I hadn't read it enough. And that right there had me doe-legged with it. And I had hit one spot where it was a turn of phrase that's not said that way in order to make it fit into the poem. And when I got to it, I stuttered right there.
Okay. I feel you right there, because you know what? I'm going to share something with you. I have a piece that I think I just recently wrote, and it's a short piece. It's not long. I don't know where I'm going to be at when I go to spit that. I'm not sure. So what we just talked about up in here, I'm going to use that in doing that piece, and I'm going to do that a little later on. But thanks, bro. Stay tuned, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I'll definitely be here, bro.
All right. You just heard from Jess J, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go back to Lady A. Lady A, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, darling.
I am.
All right.
I've got a piece, and it's called, it's not the exact one that I wanted, but I really love it. And it speaks about music and how it affects you. And it's called Blues Over Under In Me.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Shuffle groove crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. Guitar riffs snake up my spine, cling to nerves all mine. Notes speak to the me of me deep within, infused We are kin. Body sways, soul ablaze, eyes closed, seeing through the haze. Shuffle groove crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. Stand to dance, muscles, liquid silk, in a blues trance. Percussion haunts, like a spell taunts, arms raised, flaunts, sultry licks flood. They're in my blood, I'm drugged. Shuffle groove crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. You put a spell on me, never to be broken. Blues has spoken, travel portholes of Vaughn, Waters, Rate, King, Guy, tears I cry. Inhale Bonamassa, drink Butterfield and Clapton, ingest Hooker's sound. Shuffle groove crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. Blues moves my body, it's etched in my soul, makes me whole. End poem.
Tasty, poetic.
Oh man, I love this. I love this. It sounded like a little bit of jazz and blues mixed up in there, trying to get me to get all emotional and stuff. Ooh, talking about scent. Ooh, baby.
I'm across the
this.
Table.
I'm coming. La Pearl, La Negra.
I loved it. I loved it. Anything to do with skin, I loved it. And you said shuffle groove under your skin. That's something that you breathe in and touches you like that to get up under your skin, because it comes.
Oh.
It's just that deep. It becomes a part of you. I like that. That piece was pretty decent. That's all
Thank
right. you. Okay. For real?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Miss Pearly. I'm not going to say this here. I love the writing of that piece. I mean, listening to the rhythm of it and the rhyme, it was almost like a nursery rhyme in a sense, just in a small sense. But I like how you, like, one line, you would come back and end it with the cadence that you used in the first line, the rhythm pattern and the rhyming theme of it all. Now, I want to say this to you. I want you to receive this as a positive, okay?
Okay.
Yes, because we talk about tones over here. We've been talking about them and listening to those artists sing behind the music and things of that nature. There, because you've written this in a certain tone, it's almost like a song. And it could be just me, because everybody is in different places. What I mean by that is different levels, or people, everybody are different. It's just that when I heard that, I think that you could perform that in a way where it's even greatly or greater received because of the rhyming scheme that you have and the flow that you have with it. When we talk about, like, if you were crying that song, like I used the term, and speaking about the artist that we heard, and I said that she cried that piece. There's certain, it's like pauses help pieces. Because I know what, you know, if when you can sense somebody holding back tears if they're spitting a piece, but they go on, you know what I'm saying? Your rhyming scheme is crazy. And certain words in there could be stretched out, because you're going to come back with that repetitive sound at the end. I'm just saying, it was beautiful. I loved it. I'm not complaining.
I would like to practice something like that. I'd like to do that, and maybe you could critique it. I get what you're saying, for sure. I know that when I read this, like, I could, like, I find myself, like hunching up in my arms or in front of me. My hands are clenched because there's so much feeling in it. I guess there's not, it's not a good word to use, but it is the word.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
I understand. See, now, if you could find a way to express that clenching of your hands through the performance somehow, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That, I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yes,
you know?
I do, yeah.
And you have to be, and I hate saying this, but you have to be a little bit of an actor, sort of, a performer,
right,
to get that part brought about in your piece. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So maybe I should have just said that. If you were to dramatize that up a little bit.
That's a good word, dramatize it, yeah.
Actually act that piece out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
absolutely, yeah.
That was beautiful. It was beautiful. All right. So everybody did their thing. What we're going to do is step off for a minute. We're going to come back and listen to the hosts do their things. Can you hear me? Now, I'm going to play another song, and I'm not just playing it for the hell of it. I want you guys to listen to this as well. The music, the performer, the piece as a whole. Do you get the picture that he's painting? This is, now forget the artist's name, so excuse me, but the title of the song is She Likes Spring. And we'll be right back.
Give it up, and all of it hurt, let it hurt, let it hurt. Yeah. Chuck. Charles. Charlie. And I was just sitting here, flickering my fingers and shit, not doing nothing, not doing much, sitting on my fucking sofa playing with my tits and shit. And, you know, then I discovered this thing on Blog Talk Radio called the Epiphany Radio and all that. And I said, check out there. What the fuck? You know, they got microphones and shit, and they're doing poetry as spoken word, or where you can just call in and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So I said, shut, Chuck, Charlie. I called the fuck in, and I just let them have a little piece of what I do, an expression, expressing myself on this damn show and everything. They gave me great reviews of my pieces. They like my poetry. So I continue to call in 7 days a week, from Monday to Sunday and shit. You know, the Epiphany Radio. Hey, check them out. Fuck it. Tell them that fucking Chuck, Charlie, Charles called. Told you to call them. Check them out. Hey, Epiphany Radio, your formula old fucking entertainment network and shit.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe. This is your boy, For Real, the Poet Douglas, and I'm chilling up in here with Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and Miss Pearly, Danielle Cheney. What's up, family?
Hey,
what's happening, bro? What it do? What it do? You guys all right? Thank you, Danielle.
Good.
I love that. I missed that. Van usually says that part, but I don't know. He's on another planet tonight.
I'm just trying to stay on my side of the table, you know. You leaped out there.
I had a feeling. You know what? I had a feeling
that
you were going to say. I had a feeling he was going to say that. Well, I mean, bro. I have nothing to add to that. Hey, so listen. I have to go back down to this poet that has his hand raised, and I neglected to bring him in. I didn't see that he had his hand raised. So let's bring in Mr. Metaphoria, ladies and gentlemen.
You come in this motherfucker and press one, and then they don't want to open your mic, want to talk about going to new goddamn segments of the show and shit. Like, I just ain't shit. Uh-oh. You know, I can't do it. I raise my hand like everybody else. I don't get time to say nothing. I can't spit no piece. I just got to sit in the back of some shit. You going to put me in the nigga section on Martin Luther King Day? Ain't that some shit?
You're about to use your time up. I'm about to ask you if you have a piece that you want to spit, bro, because you're using all your time.
I want you to talk to me like you talk to the other people first. Shit, give me the regular treatment. I'm a call.
The thing is, you have to give the person a chance to give you the time to talk to you. I can't talk to you if you're talking to your goddamn self, bro.
Okay, well, go ahead. How you doing?
All right, thank you. So what's going on, Mr. Metaphoria? What it do?
Oh, a whole lot of nothing, man. Sitting here, was watching this boring ass football game. Ain't no sense in watching that shit. It's 28-8. And then I thought about it. I said, hey, they might do pick up your pen tonight. You know, I ain't done that in a while.
We're going to do that. You know, I have nothing to say about football at this time. The thrill is gone.
Y'all met up with Goat 12. You know, that happened.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't expected to go too far anyway, so I'm not even upset. It's just that the thrill is gone. I'm going to pick it up when they get through the big games. So, but what we've been, you know, we were talking about what we did 2 weeks ago. We had played a couple of songs, and we discussed the songs and how we can relate them to us as poets, us as artists, performers and writers, by taking the artist that we heard singing, their cadence, in relationship to our cadence,
mm-hmm.
how we receive. I know you do a lot of visual writing. You write to pictures, so I don't know how. I know we discussed it a million times, but in listening to music, how does that affect you? And let me take it a little. Let me lead you in. Okay. If you have a favorite song, we all have this one favorite song. We'll have several favorite songs, but if it's a song that takes you, we were talking about heartache and heartbreak, so we're going to stick with that. If it's a song that takes you to a place where maybe you've had a breakup, bad relationship, whatever, but you had a breakup, and this particular song takes you to that place, makes you feel melancholy, you know, makes you pour a drink, and you're sipping on that, and you're thinking about that relationship,
you know, the love that was shared and then the sour parts of it. When you listen to music and you find that song and you play that song and you feel like putting that on paper, does listening to the music, the music as a whole, or whether it's the singer or the music or whatever, but listening to that tone, does it make you easier? Does it guide your writing?
I say it opens the door. you know, because one thing about it, when you start writing, you know, it could take you one direction, but as you get into it, the ink itself could flow in a whole different path. But there's a lot of music out there that will open that door for you to start releasing those emotions, especially if you're dealing with heartache. If you want to open that door to get some heartache onto some paper, you listen to Lenny Williams, Because I Love You. God damn it, he was hurting more than anybody I've ever heard in a song. That one, and Gerald LaVert has one called What About Me? You know, those are two that will definitely open the door for you to get into your feelings of heartache.
Yeah, I love the songs that you chose. I'm not sure about the LaVert song, but the Lenny Williams, I guess everybody knows that. And the way he used his cadence, he cried. Oh, he cried. He was singing, but
like
he was singing. I cried.
Well, you know, when they start stuttering, that's when you know they hurt. He stuttered on I, and oh. He was hurt to the core. Yeah, that's a guarantee.
They never lie, okay, bro. So they never lie, bro.
Yeah. So lock that in, Mr. Mott, and let's go to our performing the pieces that we wrote. Okay, so say you wrote a piece that you got from your emotions after sitting there sipping on your wine or your beer or your liquor or whatever it is, smoking your cigarette. You got that piece on paper. Are you able to, I know you are, but I'm just asking these questions out loud, cry with your pen and be able to perform that by way of using your cadence? Does that aid in you being able to put that on paper and to be able to spit it?
Most definitely. Because one, like, just how the music or the singer you listen to, just how they conveyed the pain, you have to do the same thing in performing your piece. Like a person can write the greatest piece ever, whether it be love, heartache, happiness, pain, whatever it is, could be the greatest piece ever. But if you don't have a performing cadence with it and it just sounds like you're flat reading it, that's the most boring shit you'll ever hear. Because for one, I'm not going to get out of it what you were trying to get, you know, come across with, because it just sounds like you're reading like this, that, fuck that. You have to put, you know, if you want me to be happy, I need to hear happy in your performance. You want me to be sad, I need to hear sad in your performance. If you want it to be open for my interpretation, I still need to hear some type of cadence, you know, in your performances. As writers, when we write something, we write it a specific way of how we should want to spit it.
Right.
You know, I know when I write it down, I use a lot of periods. You know, they got a fancy-ass word for it. When you put the little dot, 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 I put that in a lot of my pieces in places that I want to take that breath or, you know, extend the pause in there. I tell you, that it helps me, you know, for performance. Right. So when I'm going over it, it lets me know when to slow down, when to take that breath, you know, put it in between runs and all that. You still have to craft your piece. You can't just write it down and really think you're going to get the performance out of it without going over it.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that out. I'm glad you said that. Let me speak on that real quick. I forgot to mention that. It helps that when you're crafting your piece, see, it could be hard to do depending on where we at, because you want to get those a lot of times you just want to get the emotions down. Okay. I use a lot of the breaths, that. When I want to take a pause, the way you write your piece down aids you in how you read it, how you spit it. You got to write it down for you, not the way you write it down for when you're going to post it on Facebook or something like that for the readers to read, but how you're going to spit it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't use a lot of punctuation, but I use dot, dot, dot all the time. That tells me when I want to stop, you know, or slow down or put a pause. So the way you write it down helps you. So if you're just trying to get the emotions down, just get the emotions down, but go back through your piece and put your breaths, your pauses, when you want to speed up, you know? So I'm glad you brought that up, David. There's something else
and
I wanted to ask you.
I found it much more helpful to write your piece in lines and not in paragraphs.
Okay.
You know, some people, they might write a piece and it's just, you know, they had the lines in there, but they're all in one paragraph and not separated. You know, say like you're writing on your phone, hit that enter key. You're writing on paper, drop your hand down for that next line. It also helps when you know when you're going to shift. You know, some parts of the piece had different tones than others. So if you don't have a shift in there, you're going to be on the just one tone going through this whole last paragraph, and you're not going to pick up your own self when you're supposed to change up, slow down, take that breath, anything like that.
Okay.
I know that helps me doing it that way, you know. May not work for everybody, but that's what works for me.
Okay. I want to open it up for, before you go into your piece, because I know you have one. If anyone here has something they want to drill David with or ask him a question about or whatever.
I agree with what you guys are saying. I do use a lot of punctuation in mine because that's just how I am, but I definitely use the period for the extended pause. And you're right, that monotone, it takes patience to listen to a person that doesn't change their tone or their cadence. I know I can do a lot of monotone, but sometimes I do have tendency to switch up and to pause in the proper places and make the question sound like a question, all of that. I want to ask you about that song. Did you hear the last song that he played, Dave?
Listen, I heard it playing, but I was on the toilet at the time having some trouble, so I couldn't really concentrate on the words. I was in the middle of singing a Negro spiritual at that moment. I was singing that song off the Tyler Perry movie. All I kept saying was, oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Yeah, it was a little rough.
You were praying to the porcelain God. I get it.
All right,
Well, I'll leave out what I was going to say. I wanted to comment on the song, for real, if you don't mind.
Yep.
It's to me, that song, it sounds like, though he has a preference, it sounds like he was willing to make the necessary changes while still incorporating his what he liked to help her out of this bad place that she's in, because it sounds like he got a heartbreak or something. She was stuck. That's what I was hearing. But,
okay.
All right, Dave, since you can't.
Well, thank you for sharing that part. Let me just say this before we go back to Dave. He was saying he likes winter, she likes spring, but at the end of the day, he didn't matter as long as she was here with me. Not me, but him. You know what I'm saying? It was a little bit of a romantic, sappy song. You know, it was a little bit of sap. And he did put out there that he did like his thing, but she also liked it hers. Yeah. So let's get back to David Mott. Mr. Mott, do you have a piece that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I do. Actually, this is a piece that was inspired by the this show right here, and to pick up your pen portion. It was written about almost a year ago, and it came from Pick Up Your Pen.
Okay. The mic is yours.
It's called Tell Me a Story.
Oh, shit.
Tell me a story. The pain I will give to no one else. The pain I'll keep to myself. Just release your agony and tell me all that's too heavy to bear. Remember, I promised you long ago I would always be there. Tell me how you miss the days we spent basking in the beauty of April's rain and how its essence asked of me to explain that I simply asked you, is it purple? How we laid in a field of daffodils under the old apple tree. And you taught me what Adam was taught by Eve after the forbidden fruit was bitten. The sight of that lesson, I was quite smitten, and you took my hand and assured me there was no need to be embarrassed by the growth in my pants, nor the short time of elation that was soon to follow. Tell me how happy you were years later, as you were 21, and so was I, when we returned to that old apple tree under the brightest of skies, and I looked into your eyes as I took to one knee. I remember every tear that fell from your cheek as I asked, will you promise me a forever? And you responded, of course, silly. Tell me how on our beautiful day to become one, you donned an astonishing gown made only for one. How you walked slowly down the aisle, excited beyond measure, we were soon to form a bond of eternity together. Tell me exactly how you felt inside when anticipation became too extreme. How you fainted to the floor and at the top of my lungs I screamed. How that day remained me and you because we didn't get to say I do. Tell me a story. The pain I will give to no one else. The pain I'll keep to myself. As this pain paints fresh tears on my face from inkwells of swollen eyes. Oh, how I begged and pleaded to the skies upon high that you would open your eyes just one more time and rid me of my life's new pain because of this new addition, I can't stand the rain. And if heaven were to grant me one wish, I would ask you simply this. Please, tell me a story in peace.
My, my, my.
Dope.
Miss Curly. Miss Curly.
That was dope. I remember that prompt. I got a pretty long piece out of that myself. That was dope, Dave. And I, you know what? You are definitely a performer when you fit your pieces. Not only is your wordplay decent, but it's just you go into a character. The change of the voice and the cadence and everything. I love it. Yo, that was dope. You sounded, you know, you grabbed at my heartstrings when you was like, tell me one thing. Okay. I love that. Poetic.
Amen. Listen. Can you stand the rain? Hey, man, Ray J would be really proud of you right now, man. You actually, you know, you're giving him some something to have royalties from, man. You said, you know, one wish. You, man, I mean, I'm over here thinking about the video when I heard that line, you know. But this was a dope piece. And the bride, you know, in the gown made just for one as she strolled down the aisle. Man, I sound like for real out here. I paid too much attention to the piece. But great piece, man. Great piece. I loved it, bro.
That was
it.
A dope.
For real, the poet.
I must, for real, real quick before you get started, I must say this must have been a hell of a piece because this is the first time I think the band had ever quoted more than one line that I didn't fit. So he was actually really listening to this motherfucker. So this must be something.
And I didn't write none of it down, Dave.
Somebody,
I didn't write
man,
none of
that was dope.
I didn't write none of it down, Dave. I didn't write any of it down. Damn. That's all. That's all
I
from memory.
Thanks, brother. It thank
was
you.
Dope. I loved it.
What you got for real? My bad. I need to cut you off. I just had to throw that in there.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I remember that prompt as well. I wanted to pull mine out. I remember that prop, man, and you didn't get to share that. But that piece was so dope. Your wordplay, you know, as usual, is crazy as hell, metaphoric, and just wizard word wizardry in there with your pen. And I did feel deep emotion in there. I love the way you used your cadence. You made that piece three-dimensional. And what you spoke about, what we spoke about earlier, about using our cadence and also using those periods, because a pause means just as much as the usage of our cadence, a pause, mm-hmm. mean a lot. And it's not so much I can say about your artistry because you didn't hurt at all. It was a dope piece. It was a dope performance. Let's move away from those flat lines. Everybody under the sound of my voice is a dope artist. And flat lines, any of you. Okay, where I work at, I work at a hospital. A flat line ain't a good thing to see or hear. Okay, so and when you're a performer, when you're a poet and a performing artist, especially doing it the way we're doing it by way of phone, we can't see your hands being, you know, your hands moving, your head tilting, your, you know. Your facial expressions, are you holding back a tear, or because the piece that you're spitting reminds you of a time of sadness or whatever, or happiness? So we should feel that. We should hear that. We should get a sense of it in some way or another. So mm-hmm. that was dope, bro. That's all I can say to you, man. I can't even clown you or nothing like that, man. That was just simply dope. And it was a good setting for you to display this upon as an example of what we were talking about, using your cadence, using your – we are instruments, and we have to master right. our instrument, you know?
Right. I appreciate that. People keep in mind, when you hit your leg on the coffee table or on the foot of the bed, when you hit it, you don't say – oh, ouch. No, you like, motherfucker. All of, you know, you hollering something. Do the same thing with your teeth.
You're right.
You got to let me know that shit hurt. If it's happy, you got to let me know it's happy. If you hit that shin or that pinky toe or something, I says, oh, ouch. You need to go to the doctor because something is clinically fucking wrong with you. You know, you got to show some type of emotion. And it's the same thing in your writing, you know. When you perform it, you got to show some type of emotion. And it really helps. Like, it can seriously take a piece that sounds boring as hell and make it into an epic piece. That would be like, I know everybody's heard Black Enough and No More Rope. If for real, the poet spit both of those in just a monotone and then put any type of expression into it, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
But the expression that he put in it, you know, those are long pieces. But when you listen to him perform it, you tuned in the whole time. Why? Because he's expressing emotion through that. So, you know, you're leveling with him and you're waiting to hear what he say next because it's exciting and shit. Because of just that, you know, the performance of it. You know, outside of what he's saying, the way he's saying it, that's what makes a big difference in all the pieces that we do, you know. So, I mean, I ain't the greatest at doing this shit, but I just know what works for me is to try to put some emotion in it. I think it'll work for anybody else, too, because as we all try to put emotion in our pieces. So if you just like your shit monotone and you don't want to put no emotion in it or nothing like that, don't be a performer. Go work at 7-Eleven or some shit. You know, welcome to the mm-hmm. Quickie Mart. You don't have to put much emotion in that. And just stick with that. But right. if you're going to do this poetry thing in spoken word, you have to put some type of feeling into what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How many points are you going to get?
Mm-hmm. So let me ask my brother, is he still in the building? Jess J, are you in the building?
Yeah, amen.
Hey, man, you got anything for Mr. Mott?
Man, Dave just dope poured all the way around. David knows how to do this stuff inside out, man. I don't have no questions for this guy. No, but it might be segueing. Hey, man, give me something about process, Dave.
Something about process?
Yeah, poetry process, man. Like, if you're going into a sad piece, man, what is the process that you go ahead to get your mind to the point where your ink is sad?
You got to become that character, what you're writing about. You got to put yourself in that place. And once you get to that place, just write. Don't worry about what sounds like what. Don't worry about, you know, trying to find the perfect line for each spot and shit like that. Just write. And once you finish writing, you know, go check for for typos and spell checks and shit, but don't change nothing you see it because then you take away the rawness of it. I've seen some poets that dissect their pieces and change and this and that, and I don't want to say this and I don't want to say that, and they took a great piece and turned it into bullshit because they took all the good shit out of it. You know what I mean? Like, one thing about it, no matter what we write, everybody ain't going to like your shit. And a lot of people got to come to us. There's no way in hell everything you write, everyone's just going to be floored by it. You know, and if you got somebody tell you they're floored by everything you write,
right,
I could quote for real, someone told a good damn lie. Because it's just certain shit, you know, people don't rock with. I'm not a big consciousness fan. There's a couple conscious pieces out there I like, but I don't listen to a whole lot of it, so you're not going to get the same reaction out of me from a conscious piece as we're like a romance piece. You know, you might write a romance piece, I was like, yo, now that shit was fucking dope. You could have a fire-ass conscious piece, and I'd be like, yeah, that was cool, but that's just because that's not my shit. You know, but I'm one of them people, if you do write some bullshit, I'm going to tell you, that's some bullshit. You know, I think it should be more of that too, man.
I think it should be more of you. If you see a duck, you call a duck, because if not, then a poet will fall into some real bad habits.
Right. You know, so it's just, but whenever, whether you're going to write sad, happy, love, hate, whatever it is you write, just, you know, you got to become that character. Even if it's something you haven't gone through in life yourself, even if, you know, you're just storytelling, you have to put yourself in that position. You know, what would I feel like going through this? And just lay it over.
And then let the inflections fall in place.
Yeah. The ink will take over on its own. You just got to let it do its thing. You know, let it take you. Don't try to guide it. And I also tell people, and something that works for me is I don't title a piece first. Because if you title a piece first, now you're stuck in that box. Title that motherfucker after you're done right.
And it title itself.
That's my process.
So there you have it. All right, ladies and germs, we're about to get into the part of the show where we call... I thought we had something that we did on during that part, man. What was the new shit?
That's fucked up. Why was I just doing this shit in my head right before you said it? I'm like...
I think Van's supposed to sing during that part. Something about pick up the
pen. Well, let's skip that part then. Right on back.
You remember right, Miss Pearly? Ain't he supposed to sing on that part?
Yes.
So listen. We're going to skip the singing because we caught him off guard.
Because you know what happened? The last time you tried to get me to do that, it was a surprise, and I missed it. So I think you kind of wrote it out the script. So
yeah, I think
we got to come up with something new.
Just as a reminder, we did it under that song. We did it under the tone of Pretty Brown Eyes. Pick up your pen.
Yep.
It was something like that.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
So I still got amnesia. Blame it on COVID.
Oh, we can't go. We can't do that. What we need
selective
to do at
amnesia.
This time, what we need to do, y'all throwing me off. Somebody's throwing me off. What we need to do is go up to the top of the board and ask Mr. Poetic if he has a piece that he would like to share.
I do, because I was informed that we were supposed to write a piece that had the word friction in it. So, yeah.
Well, we were supposed to write about friction?
Yeah, you said that, sir.
Oh.
You told me last week. You did.
Oh, damn.
You told me to write it down to make sure we don't forget. And I did. I put it in my color note.
You wrote it down, but you ain't make sure that you made sure that I forgot. That's what you did.
How did I make sure you forgot? You made the suggestion. You gave me
you just said it. When I asked you to write it down so that I wouldn't forget it.
The piece?
You wrote it down.
I apologize.
I didn't know. I'm sorry, but I do remember now, but you never reminded me, and I didn't write about that.
That's a damn shame.
You know
what I'm saying?
Dave, stop instigating. Lucky I'm not in the studio.
I'm telling for real. It's a damn shame he forgot. Hell, it's his show. Come up with this damn show. Just the whole idea of friction. And then he forgets the shit. I'm just saying.
Well, I'll add the word friction in my piece. I'll add the word friction in my piece here and there, if that'll make you happy. So, Mr. Poetic, the mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. This piece is called Science Friction. I reminded her I like science fiction. She wanted to create some mental friction by giving me some oral diction and allowing the ecstasy of my visual stimulation to surround me while she's in some anime cosplay, bringing out the inner nerd in me with romance and fantasy. But today she rubbed her uniqueness all over my universe, while time and space collided with her verbal sensuality to disperse some mental telepathy that soothed and tamed the savage beast, while she and I would engage in more and more friction so at least I could be met with minimal resistance when I want to feel her. And I want to remember all this time we share, dividing molecules and interchanging molecular structures with no rules, so we can have the biggest explosion to make the Big Bang Theory jealous of our chemical eruption. So I don't mind her whispering in my ear just how bad she wants me near. And that's that piece.
Hey. I'm going to let Miss Pearly go first.
Yo, it's a lot of mental stimulation I can't remember what I was going to say. That was dope. The blending of family molecules and cells and nucleus and all that good stuff. That was pretty dope.
Thank you.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
Metaphoria? You got something for that?
I like the metaphor of the blending molecules and shit like that. You know, that's one of the smoothest ways I've heard of saying, I'm going to go raw and bust in you. I like the way you that was very creative.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, that was great. You could trick them like that. Be like, hey, you want to blend molecules? And she'd be like, mm-hmm. And next thing you know, she's pregnant. She didn't know that's what was coming. Yeah, I even really liked the title, Science Friction. I was on mute, you know, when you said it, because I wanted to listen. I was like, ooh, that's smooth. That's some smooth shit right there. You know,
yeah.
Science Friction.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, that's, you know, hey, when you're making them babies, that's still scientific. Hell, it's mathematic, too. You have to subtract draws, divide legs, and then you multiply. Math and science, all rolled into one. It's, you know, making a baby is schoolwork, but I love the metaphors there and shit. Friction, yeah. Need good friction. You got to be careful with too much friction, though. If it's too much friction, add a little KY together. You know, it makes it real easy.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. For real?
I lost my place in life. Was I supposed to give a dissertation, or what am I doing?
Yeah,
give commentary on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember now. I'm sorry. You know, people take me to a different places. That was dope. I was going to say that was dopely written. You know what I'm saying? I love the writing in that, man. And you have this cadence. You have this cadence and this rhyming pattern where you come back to that specific word that you want to be heard at the end of your pieces. It's at the beginning of your first line. It's at the end of your second line. And it's the rhythm of it along with your cadence. It's a smooth cadence about poetic. But it's also a matter of fact type of way that you say certain lines. Mm-hmm. It's a way that you say certain lines. It's, you know, you mix it up in there. But anyway, your storytelling, in a sense, And I just like that, man. Like I say, that's another piece that was performed three-dimensionally.
Thank you, my brother.
I like that, man. I loved it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I would deduct some points from you for cheating, but we haven't seen that point of the show yet.
How you
going to
deduct points for me actually following what we were supposed to do? I'm so confused right now.
You didn't hear. You didn't listen. Right. I said I would.
You
got to
follow the group.
I said I would have loved to deduct some points from you, and I say that.
Oh, you added the love. You added the love just now. Okay, got
it. No, I didn't. I said it. You just were so. You were so intent on just, rebuking what I was saying that you didn't concentrate on the good things that I'm saying. And when when I talk about any deductions, it's a compliment to the poet that just spit, and that's that piece. Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Pearly, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So the mic is yours, Miss Pearly.
Thank you. This is called "How Can There Be Friction?" Friction. The word itself means resistance of an object moving across of another object. My body gives in whenever eye contact is made with him, so he's never encountered any friction with his tongue when reading the sensual details in the story told by my body, because every line is lubricated with words that just keep him wanting to read more. I am a page turner. And my fruit may be a little fuzzy on the outside, but with the right amount of tension, I spread as gently as honey poured over a leaf so he can inhale every breath that escapes my lips. His skin kisses mine and keeps me wet. So how can there be friction between us when I love his touch? His sense of humor escorts my laughter to the surface from the bowels of teardrop bedlam to the heights of smiling euphoric ecstasy and the faintest whispers of my deepest tickle. How can there be friction between us when he brings me joy? I sink into the softest pool of silk, drowning in the giving of satisfying his every desire. Yes, I want him as much as he wants me. He tells me that I flirt with every figment of his imagination, and he wants his fingertips. He wants the fingertips of his words to stroll over the anatomy of my brain. How can there be friction between us when he stimulates my mind? His love comforts me like the warmth of a sunrise on a flower reaching for the light. He makes me want to breathe him in. How can there be any friction when our love is so natural? And I said peace.
Poetic.
Man, this was deliciously written. It was very sensual. She made friction sound like a aphrodisiac. So I really dug this piece. Whew, yeah, nice and hot. Thank you, La Perla Negra.
Thank you.
For real.
Lady A, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute. I thought that her piece was beautiful, and you have a way of reading too, Danielle, that's very attractive and sensual. Your voice lends a lot of credit that way, and it was a beautiful sound, and the content was quite lovely, and I wish we could read, like, have the pieces in front of us so that I can really give you a proper comment, because, you know, you forget the line, so you hear, oh, I like that line, I like that line, and but your piece was gorgeous, and you did a wonderful job, and I like the way that you incorporated that prompt, and it was repetitive, kind of, you know, taking it home. So I thought that was really great too.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh.
All right, all right, all right. So, okay. Did I say my dissertation? Oh, see, I I think the shot kicked in. Yeah.
I heard them African drums again.
Yeah, you're supposed to hear them, because that's the thing that we do. So I thought it was a very sappy piece, very sappy and smooth in a sense. The uses of friction, hearing you say the word frictions, I wanted to rub two sticks together and start a bonfire. You know what I'm saying? It was very smooth. I dug it, just like my boy said. That was a dope piece, darling. I love that piece. And let me just ask you this real quick. Where were you at in writing your story? What take did you get from Friction? How did you, what was going on?
Honestly, I had written something different, right? And I wasn't finished. And then Poetic let me look at his, and I'm like, everything just changed. You know what? I'm not even in the mood to write this sad piece that I'm writing about this. And that's how I started off with that. It turned into more like a sensual thing about not being any problems, no issues between, you know, the couple. And that's where I took it.
Okay.
Fiction for me, the inner relationship is an issue, and there's no issues in that relationship.
Okay. Well, I love your answer. That was very intelligently said. I like that. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to go into this piece. I don't know what the hell the name is. I don't even know what it's about. I'm unsure if I wrote it. But let me try to do this. Thank you, love. Friction. Wish I had someone to write this to. When problems arise and sleep becomes impossible, I needed someone to bear my soul to, someone to talk to. When holding my breath is all that I wanted to do. Thoughts come repetitive, haunted by the life that I once lived. All of these unwanted echoes of despair, 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 bouncing profusely, ricocheting through my head, stressed, the loss of hair, stumbling, fumbling, fucking with my diction, an action scene, unwanted, swirling fast and furiously, disturbing what's left of my reality, taunting me. Mouth stoically, shout, unable to speak, knowing that spoken words would free me from the friction. For real.
Wow.
Wow.
He's showing off, though.
He's poetic. He is.
He's showing off. Talking about, I will add friction to my piece. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that's why she was here, the drums, because I was adding it.
I figured that. That was going to be my question. Did you just write that? Because it sounds like fresh ink.
Yeah, fresh ink, but I just added friction to it.
Mm-hmm. That was
dope.
I liked it.
Well,
that last line was everything, man. That was all right.
Yeah, it seemed like it ended abruptly, though. I could have went more into that. That was not the original piece that I was going to do, but after hearing a lot of you guys' pieces, I wanted to do something different, so I just scrolled down and And I found that it's not a piece that I've, it's a recent piece. I never performed it, but I still didn't know how it would go. But once again, like I said, you heard me typing because I was adding friction in there as best as I could. Okay, so listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get into the part of the show where Mr. Mott loves to be. Check this out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Poetry. Poetry. Poetry.
My darn man.
If I was born again, I'd be a rocking chair, my dear. If she ever sat down on me without underwear, I'd make me sweat. Ooh, child, baby, can't you tell? This is where it all goes down. Rock the bus. E-Tiffany Radio, baby. Tiffany Radio.
Yes, 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 yes.
Holy cow! I had a few times that I felt like that on an excursion out with friends. It's called Purple Microdot.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
You sure you want to share that right now? All right. Okay.
Wow.
That was, I forgot the guy name that does that, stuttering, Nervous Chuck. That was Nervous Chuck, who works here at Epiphany Radio. He loves to cuss. He loves to cuss. Okay, so we're going to get into Pick Up Your Pen. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time to pick up your pen, baby, baby. All right.
Yay.
I was waiting for one of y'all to sing. Let me pick a song before y'all. I'm having a good time, y'all. I want to thank y'all for joining us up in here. It's always a good time. Let me make sure. Jess J, you still in the building?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just double checking on you, bro. Double checking on you. David Mott, you up in the building?
Damn right.
All right, all right, all right. Okay. Grab yourself something to write down. These will be the phrases. Phrase number one. Seasonal changes. Seasonal changes.
Okay.
Phrase number two, flowers bloom in the winter. Flowers bloom in the winter. Number three, love is warmer, so very warm. Love is warmer, so very warm. You guys got that?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, snap. Yes. Give me 1 second. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm having a difficulty right here. Technical issue. Should be taken care of. Oh, fuck. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Give me a second, y'all. Okay. Pick up your pens.
Slow dancing to the ocean away, under a half-baked full moon. So secure, if we stayed here forever, we still would have to go, go and leave too soon. But it's all just a dream.
The mic is yours.
All right. As the wind blows cold on warm summer days, we sense the seasonal changes, but good things coming to an end. It's tough when flowers bloom in the winter of December. It wasn't even real scandalous things that has us here now. Taking our last bows, our last hows and whos. I guess we better go where love is warmer, so very warm. Boom. I don't know. It did what it did.
Yo. Yo, sorry,
I couldn't even get into it till about halfway through it when I was out, because I was listening to dude going through his thing. I'm like, man, that's sad.
So that tells me the song was a distraction for you. That's okay. That's okay. You normally get yourself down. You can use an off night. But what you had so far was pretty good, though. One more thought. Poetic.
He didn't finish. I really don't have a whole lot to give him. He didn't finish.
That's
right,
my man. For the buck every time we see each other, every time.
Let's keep it real. You could have bullshitted him a little bit, though. All right. Go on to Mr. Metaphoria.
All right. I remember our arrangement. You took me through seasonal changes that were too hard to bear when you were away as well as when you were there. Your love made flowers bloom in the winter, yet your deceit made them die in the spring. I never knew the torment your soul would bring. Love is warmer, so very warm, yet the cold of your heart burned far worse than any fire ever could. You treated me far worse than any other ever would. Now I lay upon this tear-stained wood, floored by your deception. Blinded by my erection, the sight has been given by the seasonal changes. You birthed my love in the winter, then killed it in the spring. Hopefully a resurrection the summer will bring. In peace.
Okay. I sniff some cheating going on.
You go with the bullshit.
We didn't say add the words to a written piece already, Dave.
Wow.
Shit, I didn't. You're going to bullshit.
Wow.
We didn't say to do that, Dave. Somebody else. Miss Pearly.
You want me to read or give commentary?
Commentary. Follow instructions.
I loved it. I loved it. I don't think it was a previously written piece, but it was very, very good. It was very nice.
Thank you, Darnell. I thank you. You. You are too kind.
You're welcome.
Okay, so next would be Lady A.
Yes.
The mic is yours.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Autumn breezes into winter, seasonal changes whimper, edelweiss, tiny flowers bloom on the hills of Austria. Lovers walk among them, their love is warm, so very warm. Even with the snow of winter, love shelters them from the cold. Love is warmer, so very warm. End poem.
Let me see. David Mott.
I liked it. It had, and the cadence was cool. You got a lot of love going in there because, you know, love can keep you out the cold sometimes. You know, it's a feeling that can shield those frigid temperatures off of you and shit. Like, I was actually picturing the people walking, holding hands through, like, Alberta or some shit. You know, I always got to fuck with you about Canada, and I know it's colder than a plumber's ass up there. So yeah, you need a lot of love to stay warm in Canada. Shit, y'all got snow 9 months out of the year. So yeah, let the love keep you warm in Canada.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'm in Oklahoma. It gets hot as fuck here in the summer and cold as hell in the winter.
Yeah.
All righty then. All right. Yeah, I thought that was nice. I thought it was nice.
I liked it.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna go to Mr. Poetic.
Unlike temperamental seasonal changes, romance blossoms and rearranges all my thought patterns of existence. And by some miracle of chance, I watch the most beautiful flowers bloom in the winter. And off on the distance I can gather just how love is warm, so very warm, changing every element of nature's strong arm, watching the birds and bees become brides and grooms when leaves sprinkle all around, listening to late nature's sound, focus on the blades of the grass that will wither at last. In peace.
Wait a minute now.
Man cheated.
Here we go. Wait a minute. I need that last stanza, bro.
Which, and off on the distance I can gather just how love is warmer, so very warm, changing every element of nature's strong arm, watching the birds and the bees become brides and grooms when leaves sprinkle all around, listening to nature's sound, focused on the blades of grass that will never wither at last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, hey, look, I can't help it. That was really dope, really. It was really Harlequin-like. I could
Thank
see
you,
that on a card that I would give to someone or something like that. That was clever, bro. That was dope, man. You did your thing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the moment of nervousness. I am attempting to make her nervous to see how she can put this through. I wonder if she has written a haiku or does she write a full piece? We're about to find out. Ladies
Andrew,
and gentlemen.
Did you say wrote?
I said, what
you
the fuck I said, nigga.
You
Roten a haiku. Goddamn. Okay, Roten.
Listen. I said what the fuck I said. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Kelly, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Seasonal changes put my heart at a different level. Just as spring brings forth life, flowers bloom in winter, regardless of whatever the change in time. Love is warmer, so very warm. Join me and take this walk through the seasonal changes and watch the wonder of life breathe in the visual changes as the flowers bloom in the winter. Because though we can hold and comfort each other, the best thing is that love is warmer, so very warm. Thank you.
I'm going to just say something. I'm going to say something to you, Miss Pearlie.
Yeah.
The way that you ended that was kind of flatlined-ish.
Oh.
You didn't put any care into the way you ended that. Can I say that to you?
Okay.
With love?
You can.
Okay.
You don't
ever do that to yourself. No matter if we writing these for these little prompts or whatever, like we speak about all these things. And it's not that serious, but I'm just saying, you just ended their piece without thinking about putting any care in that, even for us little people here. But other than that, I loved it. I thought it was dope. And we were keeping it real with each other right here. Let's see who can do this. Just Jay.
Yeah, I really like it. You know, the way you went ahead and incorporated the words, they weren't jammed in there. They weren't forced in there. About the one that you might have had most forced in there was at the end, and I know about that one. That's time running down. Time to put down your pens. It's a good spot for it. But I love it.
That was slick right there. All right, do me a favor, Miss Curly. Could you give me the last stanza and end this thing again for me?
Okay. Thank you. Breathe in the visual changes as the flowers bloom in the winter. Because though we can hold and comfort each other, the best thing is that love is warmer, so very warm.
Okay. Okay. All right. That was that. Now that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Thank you, Miss Pearlie.
Mm-hmm.
So very warm. So very warm. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to go through this piece real quick. It's nothing. If it's a little thing, it don't mean shit to me because y'all was messing me up. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I had to read it for myself first. I'm sorry, y'all. Love comes and gone. Wind still, when once blows, seasonal changes. When things go wry, when shit gets rearranged and shit, when my love, huh, what did you do with it? Sprinkled it scarcely here and there, hidden somewhere over there. Spring couldn't come soon enough. Weeds now replace what we once had. Flowers bloom in the winter. Love is warmer, so warm. Everything is warm but her. She is the winter, for she is the winter. For real.
I'm deducting points.
Yeah, he cheated.
You left out a,
he cheated.
You left out, not only that, but he left out a word in a phrase.
Call the word or deduct yourself.
Love is warmer. So very warm. You left out very.
Okay. No, I didn't.
So I'm deducting.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
You
Thank you.
Sure did.
Thank you.
That is 25 point deduction.
Okay, I wasn't going to take that many points, but okay.
This, when you leave a word out, you're the one to come up with the phrases. It should have been more points deducted than that. But, you know, that was going to be in light.
I'm not doing the next one. I don't like your attitude.
wait a minute. You can just be constructive criticism, but you can't take the fact that you made a mistake. You left
y'all
out a word.
Up on me. Y'all ganging up on
ain't
me.
Ain't nobody ganging
right.
up. That was my proof. Because
you
know, straight like, no,
you.
I didn't.
It was you.
No, I
it
didn't.
Was you, Van, Lady A, and Mr. Pidgey.
It was true.
You done fucked up twice tonight.
Thank
you fucked up on that. Then you forgot about the whole friction thing. And she, yeah, just what the fuck are you doing tonight, Larry?
All right, let's talk to the next phrase. Here we go. Here we have it. Okay, what we're going to do here is, the snotty nose of love runs.
Wait.
Yeah. Detect some points off this one. The snotty nose of love runs. .. Okay, the next one is long, very long.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Arteries once warmed, now clogged, like nostrils. Now clogged, like nostrils. I'm unable to sneeze. Arteries once warmed, now clogged like nostrils. I'm unable to sneeze. Third one. lovesick. Dot, dot. This love sickness. Lovesick, dot, dot. This love sickness.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that enough.
You want more?
Give me more.
Right. I just went for that one line. Sorry.
Ooh, God, that's enough.
Yeah, the second one was a paragraph.
Mm-hmm. All right, finding a song to play.
You send me swang.
About that.
Yeah, you suck.
Put your pins down.
Yeah, you suck at eggs,
if
man.
If you didn't finish your piece, you must end your
serious piece
with, and then I took my socks off. And some of y'all are still writing right now, one named David Mott. We're going to start with David Mott. David,
shit.
The mic is yours.
I'm ready, goddammit.
You ain't finished, Pete. You ain't finished, neither, so stop lying.
Jeez.
The mic is yours.
The snotty nose of love runs, accompanied by a fever I can't seem to break. Love sick, this love sickness plagues me. Oh, how I pray for a break. Stolen moment of peace to piece together the broken pieces of my heart that remain. A shattered puzzle of pain. Arteries once warm, now clogged like nostrils. I'm unable to sneeze. I'm unable to breathe. Suffocated by the anguish of love. In peace.
Yo, hey, poetic. Yeah,
crazy, bro. That
he
was crazy.
To believe that. Hey,
that's what I'm
talking
about.
He wants us to believe that. You out your damn mind. All right, I ain't going to say that. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't saying
nothing.
I'm
waiting for you. You're not going to overstop me on this pick up your pen shit. Not going to happen for real.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. Okay,
Dave about the freestyle genius, man. Take my head off, Dave.
Yeah. David, I ain't saying nothing. That was dope, Dave.
I appreciate it. I wish I could freestyle, though. Okay. I do that shit orally like that. Won't shit come out. I can do it writing it down, but won't shit come out orally.
No, I'm gonna have to. The next time we do this, we're gonna have to do this on Messenger, so I can see what you're doing, Dave. Because I don't know what you're doing. I want to see your hands. I'm saying I'm gonna make y'all go on Messenger the next time, nigga. All right. So anyway, that was dope, Dave. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm going to trust you. All right, Jess K, you're up.
All right. Wait a minute.
You still
this nigga ain't write shit.
No.
He wrote an
instrument. I did write something. All right. I'm trying to figure out what's the prompt and what's my form.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to go now then. I had to say, because I said, no, that's the prompt. Let me start a little bit lower. Oh, that's the prompt, too. All right, here we go. Like a child I ran from the soddy nose of blood grunge. Game has often proved to be a trick treating. And John with a heart, any John with a heart beating. Arteries once warm, now clogged nostrils. I'm unable to sneeze. That's all I got. Take my socks off.
Okay. Okay. So, Lady A, the mic is yours.
Okay. Where did I put it? Okay. I am love sick. This love sickness is like arteries once warmed, now clogged like nostrils, and I'm unable to sneeze. Unable to shake the sickness off, yes, the snotty nose of love runs. End poem.
2-point deduction. You said supposed to end it. Then I took my socks off. Then I took my socks off.
No, I finished it.
Yep. Yeah, if you don't finish your piece, you must end your piece with, and then I took my socks off.
But
you
I
have
did
been deducted. Okay, and you took your socks off, too, with a deduction. All right.
Respectfully
that's what's sticking with Miss Pearly and her gang. All right, moving it on up. Poetic, the mic is yours.
All right. I read this book called The Snotty Nose of Love Runs, .. And in it, I found this disgusting picture of how lovers run. It was so gooey and gross. Still a better read than most. Arteries once warm, now clogged like nostrils. I'm unable to sneeze. With just a few lines, and then I took my socks off.
Okay, couldn't wait to deduct you, boy. I couldn't wait.
You come up with these crazy lines, then you give us a short song and all these long lines.
Let me say this real quick, though. I didn't know that you was going to say .. bro. That was kind of funny. That wasn't part of it, but, I understood why you said it, but I thought that was really cute.
That took me out. I've been over here laughing like a motherfucker.
I thought he was going to say it one more time. Okay, listen. Okay. That was nice. That was nice. All right. Miss Pearly, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. This past year, the snotty nose of love runs .. for couples who want to but can't be together, bringing about arteries once warmed, now clogged like nostrils. I'm unable to sneeze, baby. Oh, how I'm lovesick. .. Love sickness. That's their piece.
Okay, we got another daughter here. Okay. Adrian, Andrea, what did you think of that?
Well, I really, honestly, I had a big sneezing fit when she was reading, so didn't hear half of it, I apologize. I'm
that's
able to sneeze.
There you go. You get over into that poem, Gail.
That's another.
That's some Canadian allergies too. Them sneezes hit different because they sneeze in icicles and shit. It's cold up there.
Oh yeah.
She had to sneeze again.
Well, usually when I sneeze, it's like 6 or 7 times in a row. So I had to mute myself. I apologize. You can deduct more points off me if you want.
Yeah, I'll tell you why we won't get that point. If you be honest with us, Lady A, and tell us that the 6 sneezes, I know you pissed a little bit. That's a lot of pressure going on. So you just admit that you peed a little bit, and that sneezing fit, there'll be no points deducted.
No, I held my legs really tight so that I didn't pee.
Oh, wow. Okay, I take the point back then. I take the point back. Thanks for the honesty. We'll take the point back off of that. All right, so listen. Let me just say this. Let me ask Mr. Mott. Well, what did you think of those phrases, bro?
That's your normal crazy-ass shit. You always try to come up with something to throw us off that we can't come up with some lines with, especially. And a lot of time it has something to do with snot or mucus of some kind or some bodily fluid.
Or dirty
you know,
draws.
That never fails. Yeah. There's always some odd shit, but we keep telling you. We pick up
well,
our pen, goddammit. No matter what
okay,
you come
well,
up
listen.
With, we're going to have something for you.
No.
Something
the thing
what?
Is.
Well, just Jay dropped the ball on this last one. He added three words to all the phrases and said,
that don't count. Just did
you tried.
It was a full moon. So listen, I could have asked y'all to take that phrase, those last three phrases, and write something romantic. That's what I could have done.
Oh,
but
Lord.
I just let y'all have the fun. You know, hey, listen, it was really nice tonight. I think we said a lot as far as creativity, you know, speaking about music, period, tones, cadence, relating music to what we do and looking at ourselves and helping each other out by sharing our creativity and our process in writing. And I really enjoyed myself with that. Van, final words?
Join us tomorrow night with Mojave and Fly Speak. Wednesday night, the Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And next Monday, y'all, Mr. Metaphoria and Poetic will be here with Do What You Like. Back to you,
Meet
Pearl.
The meat.
Meet the meat. Miss Pearly, last words.
Thank you, everybody, for coming through and tapping into your creative side. I had a ball tonight. I really did. Thank you, Pearl.
Thank you, love. Hey, once again, much love. Y'all know how I feel about each and every one of y'all. I had a good time. I really did. And, hey, peace, blessings, and hair grease, y'all. See y'all in 2 weeks. One love, everybody.
One love.